So you must be Joe and John, is that right? Nice to meet you. Hello.
Hello.
Wow, there's a lot.
Yes, a lot of timber.
A lot of timber. Yes. What kind of timber
that's
is
large.
It?
Larch.
That's large.
That's all larch and that's all oak. John Clarkson, I've just retired about 18 months ago and I wanted to get back into boat building. These are all 2-inch crooks, same shape as boat basically.
Yeah, they've kind of got an oval shape to them, haven't they?
Yeah,
the so what part
shape.
Of the boat will that be?
That'll be upside. See this template here?
Yeah.
That'll be shape of boat aft.
But like a half moon?
Yeah. This is basically the first piece that we need, which is the stem.
So that will go in there?
Go in there.
I'm Joe Galsthorpe. I used to build couples, but haven't built one since 1986. The smell of the timber as well into your pine, your larch smells of pine, and then you've got your English oak, it smells of vinegar. So you get these two smells, which you get used to, and it's quite nice.
I bet it's amazing to see going from this farm warehouse where it's cold and there's loads of wood everywhere and you've got your screws and things to then in the summer seeing it being built and put together. I mean, I can see a little bit of the structure there on the side, but...
Great
to imagine what it would look like.
Yeah, it's great in here because we've got a roof over the top and we've got wind going through, so it's dry in it, which is what we want. We want dry timber to use.
What have we got here? Some of the nails that you'll be using?
It could be a bag of sandwiches.
It could be a bag of sandwiches. That'd be nice on a cold day like today, wouldn't it? Okay. So these
that's,
are the square
that's
nails.
That's the square copper boat nail.
Yeah.
And that's the roof that goes on to that, and then you nip it off and then rivet that up, and that is tighter than a bolt when it gets sorted.
Yeah.
And it'll last forever.
How many of these square nails are you looking to use? Roughly?
About 3,000.
3,000 of these?
Yeah.
Oh, can I have a feel of them? Oh, they're not as heavy as I thought. They're quite light, aren't they? They're designed
solid
that
copper.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens at the end when you've finally completed them and they're put together? Do we get to see them sail?
Oh, yes. Definitely be end of August they'll be putting water.
You build them dry with dry timber, and then when they go in the water, the timber swells and it tightens up and makes them watertight.
We always put a drop of water in it before we put them in water.
Try it out
first. So they actually swell up before, so you aren't embarrassed when they sink when they go in.
So it's like wetting the baby's head almost.
Basically, you do.